check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 22nd. This is a special edition of the College Football Daily. My name is Trey Scott. Today, on this special edition, bringing in Indiana head coach Tom Allen. The Big Ten Media Days begin today. I just got back from Birmingham, SEC Media Days. Brandon Marcello's off to Indianapolis for Big Ten Media Days. Excited to see all the Big Ten coaches and what they have to say. Tom and I had this conversation last week, just getting all the ducks in a row for being on the road and traveling and not being able to always sit down and record episodes. And we thought today would be a great day to drop it as, again, Big Ten Media Days are getting underway. This is the second time I've talked to Tom Allen. Just, man, like, just a genuinely good guy, I feel like. I was happy to see them go 6-2 last year. 6-1 in conference. Barely lost a bowl game. The Outback Bowl to Ole Miss without starting quarterback Michael Penix towards ACL last year, and he's rehabbing from that. But Tom Allen and I are going to get into everything here. We talk about the program's culture. It's not just a phrase he uses. It's a real thing for them up in Bloomington. Talked about Penix, his recovery, and if he's carrying himself like the best quarterback in the Big Ten, which right now he is. Talked about Tom's and Indiana's, you know, they did the transfer portal. He wasn't so gung-ho about the idea of doing it, but he knew he had some needs to fill. Got a good receiver in DJ Matthews. Got a good running back in Stephen Carr. Matthews is from Florida State. Carr is from USC. Got some good defensive linemen too. All of them, Allen says, had connections to the Indiana program, which made it easier to take them, because you never know when you add transfers what it's going to do to your locker room. Talked about the Big Ten's decision to keep Indiana out of the conference championship game by waiving the minimum game requirement for Ohio State last year. I thought Tom had some interesting things to say in that regard. Preview the schedule a little bit. Iowa week one, Cincinnati week three. We talked about both of those games and the mindset headed into each of them. I think you'll enjoy this episode. We appreciate his time. We appreciate our producer, Lance Glenn, putting this thing together. 2 in 1 day, Lance. Good job. My name is Trey Scott. Enjoy my conversation with Tom Allen. We'll talk to you next time. All right. We're excited to welcome Tom Allen right now. Coach, I'm going to start with reading off the Athlon magazine, the opposing coaches size up Indiana section. Do college football coaches, do you guys read the preseason mags? You sit at the beach and read the stuff?
I like looking at certain ones as far as our opponents. I like to hear what they say about, you know, just the depth chart and different players and kind of where they're at. Yeah, but I don't read too much about what they say about us.
It's not your pleasure reading. Okay, well, let me tell you. This is just an anonymous coach. I think Tom Allen is the real deal. I think the culture is real. It's not put on stuff for TV. Those kids play their asses off for him. When you hear that, I mean, you flattered?
Well, I think our kids do play hard. And I do. I think that's a great, and I tell our kids this all the time. Whenever I hear that, and I'll tell them about it, you know, like that makes me proud of them, because it shows buy-in. It shows that the culture is real, because you can't fake that. You know, and that to me is, you know, I look for things that are real and genuine and not just fluff stuff that makes people feel good. I mean, anybody can say anything, but you put the film in, and whether it's, you know, NFL scouts or whoever, that's a common theme, is people say how hard our kids play. I get a lot of text messages. I get emails, people commenting about how hard our kids play. And that's something that we take a lot of pride in. Why? Because you control that. You know, your effort is up to you. It takes zero talent to play all out every snap. And we preach it all the time. And like I said, I think it just shows buy-in and it shows the culture we have here. So yeah, that's something that we, you know, take a lot of pride in. Yes.
I think your players have to really like you, though, to do that. Right. Right, Tom. They have to, I mean, you guys have to love each other mantra.
Yeah, but the belief.
Yeah.
The trust, the belief, the buy-in, that's, I think it's displayed in your effort. And there's no question. I mean, they're going to benefit from playing hard, you know, and playing at a high level and showing, putting on film, you know, what they, you know, how good they are, you know, for their own future, you know. So, but it's gotta be bigger than that. And that's why I think it's a big deal. And that's why we put, you know, a lot of emphasis on it.
So I'm going to have a hypothesis for you. Just tell me if I'm right or wrong. So last season, Indiana has the best year in the modern history of the program. It happens in a 2020 year that was just horrible for all of us to live through. And yet you reached the locker room, you got the buy-in. Do you think that something changed? I mean, I had you on the podcast a year ago when you were the first coach to publicly condemn the racial injustice and death of George Floyd. Did you sense something change in the locker room after that moment at all?
Well, I think, you know, in that particular moment, I think it gave another example maybe to our players that I cared about them. You know, that it wasn't about football. You know, that had nothing to do with football. And that wasn't, you know, that was totally done out of, you know, from my heart, just feeling like that was the right thing to do in that moment. And but I had several guys comment, you know, man, they're like, that meant so much to me that you did that. You know, I didn't really think about, that wasn't like the motive, you know, but it was just, like I said, it was the right thing to do in that time. And so I think, but it definitely kind of, you know, and life does that. It sears, you know, experiences kind of just help solidify that core foundation, you know, of relationships and that trust that they had in me prior to that. I think it just got even more intense and even went to a higher level, you know, when, you know, somebody in this position, you know, stood up for them, I guess, in some ways and had their back.
Fast forward a few months, you're beating Penn State, you're beating Michigan, you're beating Michigan State. You're the darling of college football. You're coming back and almost beating Ohio State. Everyone's talking about you. You're a fun team. You're the Cinderella. And you kind of have, I did some reading and the playoff committee didn't move you at all after you beat number 16, Wisconsin. You stayed at 12. And of course you had the whole Big Ten thing, the Ohio State thing. I think you took the high road in both of these circumstances. I just want to know, Tom, like a few months removed, you know, looking back on, especially your comments about the Big Ten waiving the game requirement for Ohio State, you said you shut your mouth and you let your play do the talking. We have to let our play do the talking, saying, yeah, I mean, we lost to Ohio State. Was it hard in the moment, though, to not just go scorched earth?
Well, I mean, I meant what I said. I mean, I felt like that we had our shot, you know, I use that phrase that I, you know, that's how my dad taught me to play the game. You know, you shut your mouth and you let your pads do the talking. So like if I ever talk smack in a game, you know, my dad was my coach. I mean, he'd have ripped my throat out, you know, I mean, just that wasn't how I was trained to think or even act. And so we didn't beat them, you know, and we had our shot to beat them. We played them. Now, if we'd have beat them and there'd have been some kind of backdoor way that it got taken from us, man, I'd have been hot and you'd have heard it and I would have said it and I wouldn't have backed down. But we played them head to head and we had our chance and we didn't finish. And so to me, it's kind of like, you know, hey, I get it. There's a technicality and all that different stuff, but we didn't beat them. And this is a game that's settled on the field. And that's where I think it's supposed to be. So to me, now I don't look back, regret that. I mean, I think it's, I just spoke from the heart like I always do. I pray about decisions that what to say, what not to say, and the wisdom to say the right thing in the moment. And sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but I try to just speak from the heart. So to me, it was just a matter of, you know, hey, we had our chance and yeah, we had a great season. We did a lot of good things, but we didn't finish that game and we didn't finish the season. So we still got a lot to prove.
I know he's rehabbing from an ACL injury and I know injuries are a question for him, but does anything change with y'all's management of Michael Penix? He goes from, I mean, he's the Big Ten's best quarterback.
Yep.
Do you tell him that? You say, hey, man, we've set the bar pretty high here. Like you got Iowa in week one, you got Cincinnati in week three. Like we need you to be a superstar. Is he handled like that yet? Or are you still treating him as a guy who's kind of been, you know, in the shadows for the first few parts of his career?
Well, no, I think that he's earned the right to be in that position. You know, I mean, he's, you know, we haven't crowned him the best quarterback in the Big Ten, but others have, you know. I think he's a really special player, you know. So, but like, it's like anything else, you gotta prove it every week, you know. So we have to, as a team, we gotta, you know, we play a great football team in Iowa week one. So we gotta come out and play our best football right out of the gate, you know. So, but no different than we had to do last year, you know. And so, but that to me is how we're gonna handle him. You know, yeah, he's gotta prepare like everybody else does, and it's his responsibility to be at his very, very best when it counts the most, which is going to be, you know, on September 4th, you know. So, and then from there on, he's just got to play his tail off, you know, and not worry about, you know, past injuries or past whatever or getting future things. You just, you know, you can't play the game that way. You know, nobody's great when you're worried about certain things. It doesn't matter what it is, you know, making mistakes or this or that, or worrying about the outcome. You know, you just got to be locked in and focused and play your best football every single snap. So to me, that's not going to change, you know, but obviously, yeah, we want to be smart. you know, with how we, you know, protect him and in practice and all the different things you got to do. But when he gets in the game, I mean, it's tackle football and everybody's trying to tackle the quarterback and affect the quarterback. I mean, that's I'm a defensive guy. That's the name of the game, right? We're trying to, everything we do is about influencing and affecting that quarterback, you know, mentally and physically. So that's what teams are going to do. And I understand that. And that's part of playing that position. So, you know, he just has to be ready. And then when it's go time, it's go time.
A lot of other stars on the team. I wish we could, you know, talk about all of them. Ty Freifogel, Micah McFadden, Tywan Mullen. I want to ask about the transfer portal though. All coaches talk about their culture. I think for you, it's like legitimate. Were you at all hesitant to go into the portal? As I'm going to say, everyone went heavy, but I mean, you added some difference makers here. Were you a little at all worried about how that would impact your locker room?
Yes, absolutely. Every decision was made with that thought in mind. And so if you notice the guys that we've taken, there's some kind of connection. They're either guys that we'd already recruited, already knew them, a coach on our staff recruited, our coach on our staff coached them. And there's some kind of a relationship that we had to where we knew more than just, hey, this is a kid that's coming from wherever. And so, yeah, because I think you have to be very careful because it does matter, you know, and the locker room is a big deal, you know, and I do know that and I'm very sensitive to that. So, yeah, I just think about you just once again, it's about decision making and wisdom in those decisions that you make. And every guy we bring in our locker room matters to me. So, yeah, I think that's something that's a whole new, you know, area now to have to manage as a coach, but that's part of it.
Two more questions for you. Are you at the point yet where you're waking up and checking the recruiting rankings? Do you care? Like you're number 20 right now.
Yeah, but no, I mean, to me, that's, it doesn't, I care about the guys, you know, that we're getting, you know, and that's to me, I like the guys that we have that are committed to us. And so, no, it's never been about that. That's not going to be how we're going to function here. You know, I get it. People like talking about that and different things, but to me, it's about making sure that we're bringing in players that fit with us, that have the skill set to help us achieve our goals. And there's no doubt. I mean, you got, you know, getting guys that are big and fast and strong and can make plays on each side of the football is the key. And we want to do that at a high level with guys that fit with us. So that's going to consistently be the focus.
I was telling one of our 24/7 sports recruiting analysts, Andrew Ivins, who covers Florida, that I was talking to you this morning and he, you know, sent me a link. He's done a story on you guys just crushing it in Florida. You've got three commits there from 2022. So it'll be interesting to see if you keep it up. My final question, back to the football field. I kind of just thought of this. I was looking at the schedule. I know it's early, but week 3, Cincinnati, that's Indiana versus Cincinnati. This is two teams who might kind of thrive with the chip on their shoulder with the underdog. Do you still use the nobody believes in us? Or are you ever going to use that tagline? And is that something that you employ against Cincinnati, which is also going to be using the same slogan, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, that's week 3. So we haven't even talked about them and probably won't. Well, I know we won't, but to the team. But, when that time comes, you know, I'll use whatever I feel we need to use to motivate. And I'll know leading up to it. I'll know based on what happens in week 1 and week 2, what they're going to need in that moment. And that's where we pick it. You know, we have themes for each week, you know, throughout the season. And we use our guys' one words for those things. So, but yeah, I'll know in the moment. Right now, I couldn't even tell you. But yeah, no question. We'll get it. We'll get it right, though.
Have you picked the Iowa theme?
Well, so because it's the first game, it's going to be Chase.
Chase.
Yeah, and that's because that's our one word for 2021. And so that's going to be our whole focus in fall camp. And I got a whole things that we do for fall camp, and that'll all be leading up to that September 4th kickoff. So, yeah, it's all about that. Yes, Chase is going to be the focus.
Well, they're going to ask you this at Big Ten Media Days. Are we chasing a Big Ten title? Are we chasing Big Ten East? Are we chasing perfection? Are we chasing last year's standard?
We're chasing greatness. That's what we're chasing every single day. But obviously, on a tangible perspective, yeah, the goal is to win the Big Ten.
Tom Allen, we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome day. Leo.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.